Farming was the way of life for most families in early New England, including Pliny Freeman of Sturbridge, Massachusetts, whose modest farmhouse serves as the center of this farm. It is surrounded by a barn, other outbuildings, a kitchen garden, and farm fields. Some families, like the Freemans, owned their farms, while others rented farms or worked for wages on other people's land. Farms ranged from a dozen to several hundred acres, but most middling farms around here averaged about 80 acres. About a third of the land was devoted to pasture for grazing livestock. Another third was mowing or hay fields, where farmers cut grass in the summer to dry as food for their animals over the winter months. About a tenth of the land was tilled and planted to such crops as corn, potatoes, rye, and oats. At least a quarter of the land was kept as a woodlot, in which trees were cut for fuel, fencing, and lumber. Most farms also had substantial orchards to grow apples and other fruits for eating and especially for pressing into cider. The seasonal rhythms of farm work shaped people's lives, with longer work days in the summer and shorter ones in the winter. From plowing and planting to hoeing and harvesting, the kind of work also varied with the changing seasons. Farming required the entire family's work, and each member had responsibilities in the farmyard, fields, garden, and household, depending on age and gender. Farms had cows for milk, oxen for work, pigs, chickens, and sometimes sheep and horses. Women used the milk to make butter and cheese, often the farm's most valuable products. They produced food for themselves, traded some with their neighbors for goods and services, and sold an increasing proportion outside the community through storekeepers and other middlemen.